And welcome back to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. Today, it's time to buy stock to bond with your professional team.
Buy, buy, buy!
Hidden away with the other sports headlines of today, I ran across a story which indicated that the NFL's Green Bay Packers were offering 300,000 shares of stock to the public at a price of about $300 per share. Now, that's a cool $90 million that the Packers are going to raise from fans around the world. According to the Green Bay Packers website, the team will utilize this $90 million for continued improvements to their beloved home football stadium, Lambeau Field. Things such as new video boards and concourse level improvements and other modern features to help keep this iconic football stadium fresh for many years to come. Don't you think that dear old dad might like a $300 share of Green Bay Packers stock for Christmas this year?
Yes!
Well, if you go to my website at SwampSwami.com, I have a link on how you can do just that. Unfortunately for the legions of Packer fans who might buy one share or even up to 200 shares, and that's the legal limit, of this limited amount of green and gold stock, you really won't be able to do very much with it except put it inside of a frame and keep it on the wall at your home or office. Since 1923, the Green Bay Packers have been a publicly owned nonprofit corporation, with just over 5 million shares owned by 361,000 people. They are the only major professional sports franchise in the United States which is owned by the team's fans. Despite Green Bay being the smallest market franchise by far in professional sports, Wisconsin fans have flocked to Green Bay to watch their professional football games since the beginning of the National Football League itself. In 1919, the Indian Packing Company of Green Bay, Wisconsin, sponsored this fledgling professional football franchise. 3 years later, in 1922, the club's debts, though, had begun to pile up. So a local attorney came up with an idea, and he spearheaded a group intent on selling shares of stock in the Green Bay Football Corporation to the general public. And it worked. By 1925, the Green Bay Packers had already beaten the Chicago Bears in front of a then-record crowd of 5,389 people at City Stadium. Titletown, USA finally had their first NFL championship after going 12-0-1 in 29. By the 1930s, the bleachers at City Stadium collapsed, and a lawsuit put the Green Bay Football Corporation into trouble, receivership to be exact, to protect the team from going under. And in 1935, the corporation, though, was reorganized into the Green Bay Packers, Inc., the team's current ownership name. By 1949, the team was struggling again financially and staged a local intra-squad game to raise $50,000 in cash to help the team stay afloat. The following year, in 1950, the Green Bay Packers staged another stock sale and raised an additional $100,000 to help keep the team in the green. Yeah, yeah. Since that time, the Green Bay Packers' financial woes have, for the most part, been put into the rearview mirror. Once television arrived on the scene to give the NFL a huge financial boost over the ensuing decades, the Packers' popularity with fans soared nationwide, as did the team's ability to raise extra funds through future stock sales. Over time, though, the NFL required that each of their franchises must have at least one principal team owner who controls 30% or more of the franchise. The league had grandfathered Green Bay's community ownership to remain, but prohibited any other future franchises from ever doing anything like that. For fans of the Green Bay Packers, their broad-based public stocks ownership virtually assures that their beloved team will never move away from the frozen tundra of northeastern Wisconsin as long as the NFL is in existence. In researching this story, I also learned that three Canadian Football League franchises, Edmonton, Saskatchewan, and Winnipeg, are considered to be publicly owned in Canada. However, only the Rough Riders of Saskatchewan function like Green Bay's ownership, as that CFL team has about 11,000 individual stockholders today. Back in the 1970s, you might have heard of the World Football League, the WFL. The struggling Houston Texans franchise. Yes, some things never change. They moved the team to Shreveport, Louisiana to finish the 1974 football season. After changing the team's nickname to the Shreveport Steamer, this city of about 200,000 people was able to put more than 21,000 fans per home game into the home field stands during the final games of the season. But learning from the Green Bay model, the Shreveport Steamer decided to sell stock to the public at $100 per share in hopes of keeping their football team, pardon the pun, the Steamer, afloat during its two-year run in the poorly financed World Football League. Unfortunately, Shreveport Steamer stock today is worth about as much as the paper it was printed on, but at least the area football fans had a blast while it lasted. Though many of us wonder why more professional sports franchises are not owned by local communities, it does create a bit of a mess in the event that the local supporter of your franchise sours, or, like in Green Bay, the facilities of the home team need sprucing up to help keep the fans coming back. In large and small markets around the country, owners of professional sports teams seem to have their hands out a lot, demanding larger and more modern stadiums in return for the promise not to move their local sports team to another market. Ask the fans of the Oakland area about the Raiders franchise. An original American Football League franchise which began in 1960, the Oakland franchise owner, Al Davis, eventually took his football team away from the city of Oakland in 1981 and moved them to Los Angeles in hopes of making more money. After many years of mediocrity and lack of fan support in LA, Al Davis brought the team back to Oakland in 1995. But it doesn't end there. The Oakland Coliseum, you see, was built in 1966, was already about 30 years old when the team returned. The stadium was already in need of a lot of updating as it plays host to both the Oakland A's baseball team and the Raiders football team. After two more decades of fighting with City Hall, the Oakland Raiders were unable to secure public financing for a more modern stadium. And in 2017, the National Football League approved a request of the Raiders to relocate to a new stadium which would be constructed for the team in Las Vegas. For two more years, the Raiders would play their home games in Oakland and in front of those same loyal fans who had supported them through thick and thin. Football fans in Houston, you remember the Oilers? They're now the Tennessee Titans. San Diego, the home of the Chargers? No more. They're the Los Angeles Chargers. The Baltimore Colts? Well, now they're the Indianapolis Colts today. And the Cleveland Browns, who moved to Baltimore to become the Ravens, all of those fans can certainly identify. As we speak, several professional basketball and baseball teams probably have the movers on speed dial as greedy owners search for nicer facilities paid for by the local governments, and they threaten to move to another city. Meanwhile, in Green Bay, the NFL's Packers have developed such a positive rapport with their fans that they're issuing $90 million worth of stock, which is expected to be sold in a matter of weeks. According to one source, the Packers are now valued at over $3 billion as of 2020. And with over 5 million shares of Green Bay Packers stock owned by these 361,000 stockholders, every share of Green Bay stock is theoretically worth about $600 each. Perhaps the professional sports leagues might be wise to allow the fans of a longtime sports team a chance first to Green Bay their franchise instead of selling and moving the team. Give the local community a few months to hold a stock sale to determine the level of interest which might exist in the local market. And if there isn't enough local fan loyalty to round up the capital to buy their sports team, then nobody should be upset when the moving vans show up either. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.